Okay, let's call city council meeting for Tuesday, April 4th, 2023 to order. Invocation tonight by Father Paul from St. Thomas by the City Catholic Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Father Paul.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us show love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understood, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver's absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kinnon?
Here. Consider a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Consideration of previous minutes. Flood Damage Prevention Board. Regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 3723. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, I would just like to say thank you to everyone who participated in opening day at the Sportsplex. It was so exciting to see all of our teams called out, especially my little five-year-old. It was greatly attended, and yeah, he's a T-ball player. It was greatly attended, and everyone was so happy. So thank you very much.
Anyone else? Thank you, Annette. Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Designate nominee for County Board of Equalization. Anybody come up with anybody?
No, I was hoping you did.
I did, but I forgot. We'll come up with somebody.
Let's pick someone in the audience.
let's reward someone for coming to the meeting.
What about Jeff Silvers?
I think that's good.
He's not here.
I think he'd be perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we'll move on. It's approval of special events, retail liquor license, Wharf Restaurant.
Should we table it or should we? Because
we were just playing.
I don't think
if we don't table,
we didn't have a motion.
Yeah, we can table. I mean, that's fine with me. Do I have a motion table?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That way it'll come back up.
Yep,
again.
I agree. Thank you, ma'am. Special events, retail liquor license for Alabama Jail Association Conference, April 24th through 28th.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? Trying to understand why you're going to be selling liquor at the Alabama Jail Association Conference. But, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of special events retail liquor license, National Association of Engineers Conference, April 18th at the Wharf.
Move to
approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of special events, retail liquor license, event concessions, Pinched Tails Crawfish Cook-Off, May 6th, Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of lounge retail liquor license, Class 1, High Tide Daiquiris, Mimosas, Commercial Avenue, Unit 1.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Lots of drinking going on.
This summer. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with 5020 Engineering Resource Group Incorporated for civil engineering and other services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, sir.
Good. You go ahead.
Ken, I was just going to ask you, who is 5020 Engineering? Are they new?
I was just asking Philip if he knew.
They're in Daphne or Fairhope. I looked on the, hold on. Yes, that's who it is.
Okay.
That's who it is. He was with a different group.
I looked it up. The address was odd that it came up to, and that's why I'm asking. It was like a residential address. It wasn't commercial, and just I'd never heard of them.
I think he's the one.
That's who it was.
One at this point.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, University of Alabama. Consultation Services, City of Orange Beach Coastal Resources Director.
Move to postpone consideration to the next meeting, April 18th, 2023.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus, unneeded, donation to the town of Repton.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Will you make sure that Renee follows up? Well, I think we talked about that,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're right. I forgot about that. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a recorder server, police department dispatch, $73,725.50.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Chief, was it budgeted?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase. Body armor rifle plates, police department, $35,850.
Move to adapt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of an in-car camera system for the police department. State bid, $656,042.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Chief, so now we have cameras on the person and in the vehicles.
Yes, ma'am. Steve Brown, Chief of Police. That figure is over a five-year period. What this will do is replace all of our in-car systems that are aging and on the brink of giving us major problems. And as we all know, if it's not on video, it didn't happen in this world anymore.
Yes.
You see, I'm wearing my body camera. This is not water resistant or waterproof. The units that will replace these are water resistant or have waterproofing properties, and they will be replaced under this program in 3 years. These are currently, this unit's one of the newer ones that we've acquired. But a lot of the ones that we have are over 5 years old, and as we all know, technology changes every 6 months, and you've got to stay ahead of it. But it will give us cloud storage versus having an on-premise server and costing us more money long-term. But this is actually negotiated roughly around $90,000 under what we were looking at previously. And the recorder system, by the way, is $15,000 under budgeted funds.
Awesome. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for two personal watercrafts. Fire Department, Chavez Brothers Management, $34,699.99.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Replacements or new ones?
Yes, ma'am, those are replacements.
Replacements.
Yeah, what we do is those are for surf rescue division, so the ones that they're using right now, they're going to move down to reserve status, and then the ones that are out of reserve status will move back out of our fleet.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid to UTVs, the fire department, from Gulf Shores Power Sports, $50,674.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for SWAT ballistic helmets, police department, blazing fire water, $22,500, unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for SWAT communication headsets. Police department, $25,650.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a knuckle boom truck for public works, $227,211.47.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Another question. Is this a replacement of the one we got 2 years ago, or
no, this
an
is,
additional?
This is an additional.
Additional, okay.
But it could be as long as 2 years out to get one.
Oh, wow.
So okay. That's why we're going in order now, because of 2 years,
we'll need
one of them be, yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, moving to a public hearing. Looks like his... All right, entertain a motion to postpone.
Move to postpone this item indefinitely.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, moving to ordinances. Ordinance amending chapter number 2, Code of Ordinances, authority powers of heads to authorize department heads to set certain fees. It says take no action. Ordinance will move to second reading. All right.
Okay.
First reading, ordinance amending chapter 42, City of Orange Beach, ensure ADA compliance and construction of condominiums. Y'all want to do this one or y'all want to wait?
We can.
It's just procedural, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think we have an option.
Yep. I'll entertain a motion for unanimous consent.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kinnon?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kinnon?
Yes. Motion carries. First reading, ordinance amending chapter 54 of the Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, to add a new Article 5, disorderly and prohibited conduct on balconies.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silver is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kinnon?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
And discussion.
I just thank them for working on the language of it to make it proper. It had some holes in it in the beginning.
Yeah. So we ready to go with it?
Hopefully, okay. This will be helpful.
Yep.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver is absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kinnon?
Yes. Motion carries. First reading, ordinance amending chapter 50, Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, address lodging taxes levied in police jurisdiction.
I would like to know more about this one.
Okay.
That's to clear up last year when we passed the tax change. There was language omitted erroneously. The language about the PJ was omitted.
Okay, so we have to put that back in to make it. Okay.
The state actually caught it and asked us to clean it up.
Got it.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
So you want to go knock it out?
Yeah.
All right.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver's absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kinnon?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the roll.
Councilmember Silver's absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kinnon?
Yes. All right, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. We call the committee of the whole meeting to order Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. Call the roll, please.
All right, Councilmember Silver's absent. Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kinnon?
Here. Considering previous minutes, council meeting committee of the whole of 3/21/23, they'll move forward for review. Moving to new business and resolutions, resolution authorizing execution of change order, M.W. Rogers Construction, Fire Station Number 3, $21,548. Resolution authorizing the purchase for artificial turf, baseball field, sportsplex through Sourcewell, $517,890. Moving to ordinances, public hearing, first reading, the Wharf PUD modification, Wharf Main Street addition. Public hearing, first reading, Village of Tannen PUD modification, the battery pool setback encroachment, April 18th of this year. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Any questions on any of that? Okay, well, if not, we'll open the floor for discussion. Anybody's got anything they'd like to talk about?
There's a Facebook question.
What's that, ma'am?
Facebook question.
Okay.
May I ask what sewer project is Orange Beach doing that is preventing Point Broadband from connecting new customers past the wharf traveling into Gulf Shores?
Past the wharf traveling to Gulf Shores.
And that's from Kimberly Andrews.
I'm assuming Point Broadband has told them there's a sewer project and that's why they can't connect?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're redoing the line to the north.
Yeah.
The main trunk line from PJ, County Road 12, all that area. So there may be some type of situation there where they're tying in that new line. But, I mean, I haven't been apprised of it. So I would hope that it would be brief. My suggestion would be for her to call Holly tomorrow at City Hall, and Holly will follow up and get her an answer. Okay, sound good?
Yes.
981-6810. I should know that, shouldn't I? 981-6810. 981-6810. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mayor Cannon. Thank you, Council. Pardon my voice. Got a little cold here. Tommy Little, 25329 Winter Lakes Avenue. Just wanted to talk to you guys once again about the noise issue that we have in our backyard, which is 100 yards from the Angry Crab. Back last March 15th, we addressed this with you guys, and Mayor Kinnon had asked us to communicate directly with Richard Andrews, the manager of Angry Crab. I will say that communication has been flowing and strong. Richard has communicated on vacation every single time back to me with issues and with possible remedies. The problem going forward is the remedies aren't taking place or taking an effect. There are times that I've had to address this over and over each night to the point that actually I texted 41 times last year, and it just doesn't seem to be helping itself. And I'm hoping I can get some remedy from you guys today. You know, they say they only have singles, duos, and trios, no acoustics and drums. And that's not consistent with what actually happens out there. Mayor Kennedy, you mentioned the music's for ambiance, not for entertainment. And I think that's an important point here because it seems like things keep taking a turn toward the entertainment side of things. 2 weeks ago, there was a full band outside playing. And even with a barrier, with the building build-out that's happened at that time, We still were barraged with bass, noise, loud music. And listen, we love the Groovinators, okay? One of our favorite bands. We just don't love them 100 yards between our backyard, and we're trying to sit back there and enjoy what we're doing. So, you know, I guess I'm asking today is, what can we do, you know, so this matter will be taken seriously about the noise that intrudes on our peaceful nights in the backyard. It's not just me, it's my neighbors too, and you've seen letters, and you've also seen videos of what has transpired.
March 15th was a long time ago, so forgive me.
Yes, sir.
Get back up to speed, okay?
But Tommy, Chief and I can't remember the date on that, Chief, but we came out there. We had our digital, we had the meter.
Yes, sir.
There's a band there. We came out there on a Friday night. It wasn't just a week, it was a Friday night. The band was set up. We told them, you play at your normal volume, what you would normally play. We walked around the building, came all, we were within 20 yards of your house.
Yes, sir.
And the decibel reading was 37. The ordinance says it has to be below 60.
Right.
So it was hard for us to make any kind of a recommendation because that building is blocking a good portion of that noise. It may not be all of it, and I'm not saying that, but we weren't even at your house. We were behind the building. I saw your house straight ahead, but instead of walking through the weeds and all that, we took the measurements there, and we took it going up and down that building. And it never, Chief, you correct me if I'm wrong, but it never got over 37. Now, that's going to be hard for us to make any kind of adjustment with that because that is within the ordinance.
Well, it seems like we shouldn't be hearing every single word in our backyard and inside our house, you know, despite the decibels or whatever. You know, our windows shouldn't be vibrating inside our house because of the way the building and the Angry Crab set up, you know, based on the location and proximity to our house. You know, I understand that this is a decibel issue that you guys have to work within, but surely there's something we can do here to have us at least, and I'm not trying to be picky. I mean, we don't cringe at every noise that happens out there. Okay, but we think at least we shouldn't have to increase our volume to compensate for the volume that we're hearing out there. And it's not just us, like I say, it's our neighbors as well. So I understand the position you're in. I don't know what we can do. We just appreciate any help y'all can give.
Sure.
So
he did, when they were here, they did say that they would do one piece, two piece. It wasn't gonna be, they did say that. So they didn't say they would have four bands. So that's something different that I think that they have changed since they were in here. Maybe that could be addressed. Maybe they could go back to doing what they were doing initially with one, two-piece acoustics and things like that. But or maybe their business model has changed. I don't know.
I will say, I think the band, I can't remember the name of the band when we were out there.
It was someone that we knew and liked and it was
but
not
quite.
Wasn't
it a two-piece or a three-piece?
It was at least, I really don't remember, but there is nothing we can do if they are within the ordinance. And I just don't even, they are very, very responsive. They want to please you, but they have to be able to provide entertainment to their business model. They built the new Italian restaurant specifically to block everything from you. And our experience that day was that it did well within range. So as long as they stay under 60 decibels, that's what the ordinance says. And I'm not sure how we can help. If there was a way to fix it, they would. I just don't think there is a way to fix it.
Well, if they would just do what they say, that would be helpful. You know, keep it to singles, duos, and trios, and not have drums, not have basses, not let the musicians, you know, take liberty on the definitions of all that. But I
understand
the scope of where
you are. You know, and I
agree,
and I think that's a very kind thing for them to offer. but as long as they're within the decibel level, it doesn't matter if they have one or 10. As long as they stay within the ordinance, there is really nothing we can do to change it.
Okay.
Now, we're going to keep our line of communication open with them, and I think they would welcome you to do so also.
Okay,
but they're not breaking the ordinance.
Yeah. Are they on a year-to-year permit? Does anybody know?
Yes. I think everybody is.
Everybody is, yeah. Every year, outdoor music, okay. Permits are issued.
So they are subject to oversight.
Sure.
Yep.
I do believe, and I stand by what I said, it's a restaurant, so it's a ambiance. It's not a honky-tonk.
Yeah, that's right.
And it shouldn't be a honky-tonk. So if the level of decibels are elevated at the point in time they have a full band, that needs to be addressed. I think if they do have an ensemble of some type with no real bass, I think that's appropriate for any restaurant because that's what everybody wants down here. They have an investment, and you have an investment, trying to find middle ground. I do think that, Chief, we need to have a talk with them. And, again, I have no problem with them with strings and, you know, but for to have a bass that's thump, 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 I mean, that drives me crazy.
And Mr. Johnson, Ms. Mitchell, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but what Mr. Andrews, who's the general manager, indicated they were going to have, the duo, if most trio, would not have the full band. I've just texted Mr. Andrews to ask if he's had any full band sets because he has assured me that they would not. Anytime we've got a complaint, we have responded an officer, and we do not find it excessive over the allowed decibel level. So it puts us in a position where our hands are tied with that. However, anytime that we've communicated with the management,
Been
Mr. Philpott or Mr. Andrews, they have been more than willing to adjust the volume down. They are policing it themselves. They went out and bought a very expensive sound meter themselves so they could police it on site. So
yes.
They've not defending it, I'm just letting you know what they've done to try to mitigate the issue. So,
yeah, and that's what we're doing. It's just fact-finding. Again, we're just trying to play Solomon here and find middle grounds, find some degree of, you know, where to split the baby. But I do know that if they have bass, if they have drums, there's going to be a much more of an effect carryover travel than if it's just strings.
Sure.
And, you know,
if they're found to be outside the ordinance, then we most certainly can issue a citation and review their outdoor music venue permit, which they have to have reviewed annually.
Right, but they don't have to be outside of the ordinance to have their permit revoked. That's right. So that's my point. So at this point, we seem to have solved all the issues with the other restaurants banned at this time. You got Oso's, you had Tacky Jack's, you had the Keg, and we seem to have gotten all those, and believe me, it's everywhere, as residential infiltrates into that general business marina resort space. I guess my suggestion would be that if they were in agreement, then in our discussion, ambiance is the goal, not, you know, drinking, dancing, and entertainment, because that's two totally different venues. Then I just don't know how, and again, I'm, you know, no musician, but I can't imagine how strings and voice would create an issue. Maybe I'm wrong with that. Is it the bass?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the thump, thump, thump.
And the drums.
Maybe we could look at that. When we were out there, the courtyard is a really neat place. They've got great food. The menu is great. It was several people out there when we were there, and seemed like a string, two string or three string instruments would still meet. You know, well, it was the day we were out there. It was, like I said, it was reading 37. But maybe we just need to drop back to just say if they would just do string. Because sitting in that courtyard and you got bass going on, I can't see how people would like that very, because, I mean, you're right there. You're very intimate with the band.
Yeah.
And so it seemed like it would
And I'm open to suggest, y'all, don't let me, I...
That's why I can't hear right now, because I went to too many Three Dog Night concerts when I was young.
They want to be good neighbors, too. They respond to you always because they want to be good neighbors. So we'll find a way to work it out.
So I know that we have some groups on here that have strings, but they also have synthesized bass and recorded bass and drums. So we need to address that. But I think that's maybe something we just need to talk with them about, see if we can find that middle ground, and we can try again. It's just a difficult position we're in. And I think
understand.
You know that, and I'm amazed that you're as patient and nice as you are, because I don't think I could. So.
Well,
but I don't know. Again, it's hard for us to be hard to the point that we affect their business. So it's just, please help us find middle ground.
And well, thank you for all the time you spent on this today. I appreciate it very much.
We will. Yeah, anybody else got anything they want to add to Tommy Lee?
No, thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you coming. Yeah.
Thank you for the y'all do. Yeah.
Okay.
You.
Chief, let's talk to him about just trying to minimize the bass, the thump.
Yes.
Let's see if that solves or helps at least. I don't know if we can solve it, but at least make it better.
Chief, while you're getting an earful, I'll go ahead and add to it for you. I did get a call from the next door neighbor on Ono Island of the person where the boat ran into the boat dock. I'm sure we've all seen this on Facebook. If you hadn't, a guy was making gestures with his hands, lost control, the boat slipped, he fell down, and the boat went in a 7.5-foot boat, went perfectly into an 8-foot boat dock, through the dock up on the ramp. And he did get up and tried to drive the boat away. Their complaint was that there's never anyone down there in that faster portion of the river with any presence. And I said, well, it's past the state line that we qualify as a state line. And the argument was that half is in Alabama and half is in Florida. I recommended that he reach out to Escambia and to Florida Wildlife and Fishing. And I said, we do respond to emergencies and we help, but we don't patrol that area. But I just thought I'd bring it to your attention. They were asking, and they said, is there any, can we call? And I said, it's just not something we've ever done. It adds to how far we have to go. But their concern was, as soon as they hit the Floribama, that is the open zone to take off. And my recommendation was, I told them, if that was your biggest concern, then you could tell them when you see manatees, and you'll probably get a slow zone there. But, you know, we don't have any manatees. But they do have a problem. Everybody takes off there, and their wakes are huge, and it's a safety issue. And he just wanted presence, and I didn't know that we could offer it. I told him he was welcome to call you, but I just didn't see where we would do that.
I've heard from you, but we'll do what we can to increase our presence. Yeah.
The difficulty is where the buoy is placed. If they come up on plane, creates the largest wake in the worst area. But once they get on plane, they're not breaking any law. It's that one that buoy probably. But again, no matter where you put the buoy, it's going to be in front of someone's house. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's in front of the yacht club, which makes it worse though, because there's so many boats and stuff beached there. But I don't know how to fix it. Is that our state buoy or is that the Florida side state buoy? Right there at the yacht club, or do you know?
It's got to be ours because we're the no wake zone.
If we're the no wake.
And they placed it on the state line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the worst thing they could do, to be honest with you, because coming off plane and going on plane there in front of the yacht club is the worst place. They need to take it all the way back to the bridge. Or is it no wake all the way up until that point?
It's no wake all the way through Cotton Bayou, all the way through the pass, all the way to the bridge until that point. We're no wake all the way.
So they're coming off plane and going up on plane right there in front of the yacht club. And when they're coming off plane, that's the worst because it just pushes. I mean, it pushes.
Coming off and on is the worst.
I wish they could, just having been there and there's so many boats, no one wants it in front of their house, obviously. But from a pure safety perspective, because I've almost seen people that was in the water waiting between boats almost get crushed as the wake. They weren't paying attention. If they could move it back to the west of the yacht club.
Yeah, that or ask Florida.
Or ask Florida, make it no wake all the way to the east some way.
Just, well, that's what I was thinking. We get something meeting or ask the Florida Fish and Wildlife or Escambia County and Aaliyah
And this is not...
Yeah. East or west or whatever we come up with, either side of the line.
Well, and for me, having visualized, it truly is a safety issue. Because when you get a lot of people down there wading in chest-deep water, waist-deep water, and they don't see it coming, they're in, it's an issue.
And his concern was just that if there was a boat hanging out there, especially in the peak times, maybe people would pay more attention and be more aware. And I understood it. And it's absolutely a safety concern. So
we got the staff.
Yeah. What the other issue goes back to, we've got 1,500 to 2,000 boats around the islands. We've got 100 boats over there.
Well, it's just half, the river splits there. It's half Florida, half Alabama.
Yeah. It makes it very difficult. But that's something I want to bring up to y'all. We need officers.
Yes.
And I've been told, our guys worked themselves to death, and we haven't got into summer yet. I'm going to come back to y'all for another raise for police officers.
Yes.
We got to pay whatever we need because we have to have the number of officers we need to do what we want to do to protect and keep this community safe.
May need to look at a bonus.
Sir?
Yeah. A signing bonus.
We're going to have to do something. Yeah. We're going to have to do something. And yes, sir.
Just to update you, because this has happened in the last week, we've got two that are on staff now that are in support positions that we're going to give an opportunity to move up, go on the road, send them to the academy.
That would be great.
One sworn that's in the process of the background, and one unsworn female that went from our last round of testing. So that's four that we're looking to onboard here in this short term.
But the pure numbers that we're having now in the off season, and the amount of hours everybody's having to work, we need 8 more, as many as 10 more, if we really want to do it right. And now, it's just hard to find them, because we have very high standards, very high physical standards. But I would like to come back to y'all with a proposition on increased pay, at least the sergeant down in that level there.
Let's try to keep the standards high, though.
Absolutely.
We're not losing any. We're not having... Okay, good.
And that's another reason. I would like for us to get the pay up to where nobody wants to leave.
Yeah.
The retention factor is so important. We're making subtle changes to make little things easier for them, but it's just really, really getting tough. Really getting tough. Okay. That's, I appreciate that very much, and I'm sure that they do too, the department does. Anyone else? Anything else? Okie doke. Then I guess we will
adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thank you for coming, everyone.